Hello world, it's Dollar Saint One, broadcast for faith and success dreams. Glory be to God for another day of grace. Glory be to God for another day of mercy, vision, dreams, and miracles. I want to stop by your day today with these vision words. It is too late to quit now. Your vision is in. I speak that your purpose is in. And I speak that your dreams are coming to reality. God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but a power we activate right now. But of love we activate now. In a sound mind, we activate now. We think better now. We move more powerful now. We love more wiser now. And my vision words to you also, don't be terrified by manipulation of power. That is false power. The real power is God. The real power is the line of Judah that's inside of you. Your vision will be complete. Your purpose will be complete. And your dreams will be reached. Nehemiah 6 speaks value to our lives, to our mind, and to our spirit today. Nehemiah 6, verse 9. They were all trying to frighten us, thinking their hands would get too weak for the work, and it would not be completed. But I prayed, now strengthen my hands. In Nehemiah 6, you'll see courage. In Nehemiah 6, you'll see wisdom. In Nehemiah 6, you'll see commitment to a purpose that God gave Nehemiah. And Nehemiah did not play with it. He kept building. Let us pray. Nehemiah 6, verse 9 prayer. Lord, strengthen our hands. Prayer call. The Heavenly Father, I come to you right now, saying thank you once again, dear Lord God. We come unto you humble, dear Lord God. No manipulation, just all power. According to your word, according to your will, according to your vision, according to your purpose, according to your dreams that lie within us. And we're giving you thanks for it. We're taking this time and this opportunity to say, Lord, we know the tricks of the enemy, and that's manipulation. And we're asking you right now, dear Lord God, to strengthen our hands to continue to build for the kingdom. And Lord, we're standing in the gap for all the Christians across the world and everybody that's weak and can't get up and pray, dear Heavenly Father. We putting up more bricks for them. We putting up more powerful words for them through this prayer to comfort them, to give them strength to get back up again. It's time, dear Heavenly Father. It's time for the vision to come to pass, the purpose and the dreams to be reached this season. Because we got the line of Judah inside of us. And our hands are strengthened right now, because you said, well, two or three are gathered to Heavenly Father, you'll be in the mix. And we believe that the line of Judah is in the mix. Praying for the lame, the blind, the sick, single mothers, single dads, and those in a jail cell, that you strengthen them, encourage them, give them a breakthrough, and lift their spirit this hour, dear Lord God. Because you didn't give us a spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind. So we activate the power, we activate the love even more through wisdom, and we thinking better with a sound mind, because our hands are strengthened to keep building for those around us and for you, God, for the kingdom of God. Lord, strengthen our hands. Amen. And amen.